With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Harvard University, the latest target in the Trump administration's aggressive crackdown against campus anti-Semitism.
$9 billion in grants and contracts are being threatened unless Harvard agrees to a list of demands from the federal government. It's just one of several Ivy League schools feeling the heat. Columbia University was the first one targeted, and it agreed to several demands. The Trump administration also suspended about $175 million in federal funding for the University of Pennsylvania over a transgender swimmer. And Princeton University had dozens of its research grants halted by the administration. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Major changes at the Naval Academy. Books on the Holocaust and histories of feminism, just some of those removed from the Academy's library this week. That comes after Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth ordered the school to get rid of books that promote DEI. Also at SRNNews.com, over Democratic opposition, Senate Republicans pushing through a very crucial step that's central to the president's agenda.
On a mostly party-line vote of 51 to 48, the Republicans passed the plan that paves the way for the party to, in the coming months, push a tax cut bill through both chambers of Congress. By doing so, Republicans say they're preventing a tax increase for most American families.
That is correspondent Ken Lorman. He reports senators spent hours churning through the amendments before a final vote, sending the package to the House. Economist Stephen Moore applauding the president for putting an end to collective bargaining at various government agencies. Moore this week telling the Salem Radio Network that's the reason why many government jobs today provide pay and benefits far higher than the same job in the private sector. This is SRN News. Religious switching is tracked in a new global survey.
The Pew Research Center has been studying the phenomenon of people leaving the faith they were brought up in for a different belief system, or none at all. Religious switching is most prevalent in South Korea, where half of adults have abandoned the faith of their youth. In the U.S., 28% have done so. The Pew report also indicates that most of the people who switch faiths are swapping the religion they grew up with for no religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
National pro-life groups organizing a lobby effort with Congress and the Trump administration aimed at eliminating funding for Planned Parenthood. Pro-life advocates believe the Republican control of the White House and Congress presents a unique opportunity to end federal reimbursement for the nation's largest abortion business. Some also think Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency could be a tool in getting it done. This is SRN News. NTSB issuing a final report for a fatal accident in Pennsylvania.
Federal officials say the driver of a tractor trailer that overturned and sparked a blaze under a major Philadelphia interstate had failed to slow down on the exit ramp. The National Transportation Safety Board issued its final report in the June 2023 crash at an Interstate 95 exit ramp and found probable cause that the driver, who was killed, exited the highway above the posted speed limit and possible fatigue played a role. There were no other deaths or injuries. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Costa Rica's security minister beginning a visit to El Salvador, studying the measures it has taken to reduce violence caused by street gangs. El Salvador has waged a three-year offensive under an ongoing state of emergency. Costa Rica Justice Peace Minister Gerald Campos says he was visiting to see the good practices of the Salvadoran people. More details at SRNNews.com.